Welcome to our continuing presentation of the series of articles entitled The Nine Commentaries on the Communist Party. The Nine Commentaries were first published in November 2004 by the Epoch Times, the most widely distributed Chinese language newspaper in the world. Previously, we heard how incessant long-term struggle of the CCP has solely been self-serving, concerned only for its own survival, regardless of the suffering imposed on its citizenry. Although the CCP would demand strict self-monitoring from the common people, members of the CCP have flagrantly participated in corruption, embezzlement, and unlawful conduct. In recent years, 8 million CCP officials have been tried and punished for crimes related to corruption. No less than 4,000 CCP officials have escaped China with embezzled money, adding up to the tens of billions in U.S. dollars. In its short 55-year history, the CCP has shattered traditional Chinese belief and standards, destroying the traditional moral principles and moral structures, leaving the Chinese nation in deep crisis. In 5,000 years of Chinese history, there have been many benevolent leaders which practice the heavenly Tao, always striving for peace and stability. The characteristics of kind leadership are to promote justice and peace and be open to differing opinions, giving the people what is needed. The rise and fall of a nation has its reasons, and when the CCP is gone, we can expect that peace and harmony will return to China. We continue now with the beginning of Part 4 of the Nine Commentaries on how the Communist Party is an anti-universe force.
The Nine Commentaries on the Communist Party, Part 4, on how the Communist Party is an anti-universe force. Chinese people value greatly the Tao, or the Way. In ancient times, a brutal emperor would be called, quote, a decadent ruler who lacks the Tao, end quote. Any behavior not conforming to the standard of morality, which, in Chinese, is denoted by the two characters, Tao De, meaning Tao and virtue, respectively, was said, quote, not to follow the principle of the Tao, end quote. Even revolting farmers put out banners proclaiming, quote, achieve the Way on behalf of heaven, end quote. Lao Tzu said, quote, there is something mysterious and whole which existed before heaven and earth, silent, formless, complete, and never changing, living eternally everywhere in perfection. It is the mother of all things. I do not know its name. I call it the Way, end quote. This suggests that the world is formed from Tao.
Lao Tzu, Chinese philosopher, lived in the 6th century BC. He is credited as the author of Tao Te Ching, the seminal book for Taoism.
In the last 100 years, the sudden invasion by the communist specter has created a force against nature and humanity, causing limitless agony and tragedy. It has also pushed civilization to the brink of destruction. Having committed all sorts of atrocities that violate the Tao and oppose heaven and earth, it has become an extremely malevolent force against the universe. Quote, man follows the earth follows heaven follows the Tao, and the Tao follows what is natural, end quote.
From Tao Te Ching, Chapter 25.
In ancient China, people believed in complying with, harmonizing, and coexisting with heaven. Mankind integrates with heaven and the earth, and exists in mutual dependence with them. The Tao of the universe does not change. The universe runs according to the Tao in an orderly manner. The earth follows the changes of heaven, and therefore it has 4 distinct seasons. By respecting heaven and the earth, mankind enjoys a harmonious life of gratitude and blessings. This is reflected in the expression, quote, heaven's favorable timing, earth's advantageous terrain, and harmony among the people, end quote.
From Mencius, Book 2.
According to Chinese thought, astronomy, geography, the calendar system, medicine, literature, and even social structures all follow this understanding. But the Communist Party promotes humans over nature and a philosophy of struggle in defiance of heaven, the earth, and nature. Mao Zedong said, quote, "Battling with heaven is endless joy, fighting with the earth is endless joy, and struggling with humanity is endless joy." End quote. Perhaps the Communist Party did acquire real joy from these struggles, but the people have paid tremendously painful costs. Struggle with people and exterminate human nature. Confound good and evil and eliminate humanity.
A human being is first a natural being, and then a social being.
Quote, "Men at their birth are naturally good." End quote.
Rhymes of Three, San Zijing, a traditional Chinese text for elementary education.
Quote, "The heart of compassion is possessed by all people alike." End quote.
From Mencius, Book 6.
These are among the many guidelines that human beings bring with them at birth, guidelines that enable them to distinguish right from wrong and good from evil.
However, for the CCP, human beings are animals or even machines. According to the CCP, the bourgeoisie and the proletariat are just material forces. The CCP's purpose is to control people and gradually change them into rebellious, revolutionary ruffians. Marx said, quote, "Material forces can only be overthrown by material force."
Theory also becomes a material force as soon as it has gripped the masses.
End quote.
Karl Marx, a contribution to the critique of Hegel's philosophy of right.
He believed that the entire human history is nothing but the continuous evolution of human nature, and that human nature is in fact class nature, and posited that there are nothing inherent and inborn but products of the environment. He argued that a human being is a social man, disagreeing with the natural man concept postulated by Feuerbach. Lenin believed that Marxism cannot be generated naturally among the proletariat, but must be infused from the outside. Lenin tried his best, but still could not cause workers to shift from the economic struggle to the political battle for power. So, he pinned his hopes on the conditioned reflex theory put forth by Nobel Prize winner Ivan Petrovich Pavlov. Lenin said this theory, quote, "has significant meaning for the proletariat all around the world." End quote. Trotsky even vainly hoped that conditioned reflex would not only psychologically change a person, but also physically change the person.
Leon Trotsky, 1879 to 1940, Russian communist theorist, historian, and military leader, founder of the Russian Red Army. He was murdered in Mexico City by agents of Stalin on August 22, 1940.
In the same way a dog drools once it hears the lunch bell ringing, soldiers would be expected to rush ahead bravely upon hearing gunshots, thus devoting their lives to the Communist Party. Since ancient times, people have believed that rewards come from effort and labor. Through hard work, one gains a prosperous life.
People have contempt for indolence and see reaping benefits without laboring as immoral.
After the Communist Party spread to China like a plague, however, it encouraged social scum and idlers to divide land, rob private property, and tyrannize men and women. All were done publicly under the color of law. Everyone knows that it is good to respect one's elders and care for the young, and bad to disregard elders and teachers. The ancient Confucian education had two parts, Xiao Shui, small learning, and Da Shui, great learning. Xiao Shui education, received by children below 15 years old, mainly focused on manners regarding cleanliness, social interactions, and etiquette. For example, education on hygiene, social behavior, speech, and so on. Da Shui education emphasized virtue and acquiring the Tao.
According to Zhu Xi, 1130 to 1200, a Neo-Confucian scholar from the Song Dynasty, small learning deals with proper behavior, while great learning expounds on the underlying principles behind those behaviors. Source: Classified Conversations of Master Zhu, Volume 7, Learning 1.
During the CCP's campaigns to criticize Lin Biao and Confucius and to denounce respect for teachers, the party erased all moral standards from the minds of the younger generation.
Lin Biao, 1907 to 1971, one of the senior CCP leaders, served under Mao Zedong as a member of China's Politburo, as vice chairman in 1958 and defense minister 1959. Lin is regarded as the architect of China's great cultural revolution. Lin was designated as Mao's successor in 1966, but fell out of favor in 1970. Sensing his downfall, Lin reportedly became involved in a coup attempt and tried to flee to the USSR once the alleged plot became exposed. During his flight from prosecution, his plane crashed in Mongolia, resulting in his death.
An ancient saying goes, quote, "One day as my teacher, and I should respect him as my father for my entire life." End quote. On August 5, 1966, Bian Zhangyun, a teacher of the Affiliated Girls High School of Beijing Normal University, was paraded by her female students on the street, wearing a tall dunce hat and clothes stained with black ink, carrying an insulting blackboard over her neck in the midst of the students drumming on dustbins. She was forced to her knees on the ground, beaten with a wooden stick, spiked with nails, and burned with boiling water. She was tortured to death. The female principal of the Affiliated High School of Peking University was forced by students to knock on a broken wash basin and yell, "I am a bad element." Her hair was cut messily to humiliate her. Her head was beaten until it gushed blood as she was forced down to crawl on the ground. Everyone thinks to be clean is good and to be dirty is bad. But the CCP promotes, quote, "getting mud all over the body and covering your hands with calluses," end quote, and praises as good that your, quote, "hands are dirty and feet smeared with cow dung," end quote.
From Mao's Talks at the Yan'an Forum on Literature and Art, 1942.
People like this were considered to be the most revolutionary and could attend universities, join the party, be promoted, and eventually become party leaders. Humankind has progressed because of the accumulation of knowledge, but under the CCP, gaining knowledge was considered bad. Intellectuals were classified as the stinky ninth category, worst on a scale of 1 to 9. Intellectuals were told to learn from illiterates and to be re-educated by poor peasants in order to be reformed and start new lives. In the re-education of intellectuals, professors from Tsinghua University were banished to Carp Island in Nanchang, Jiangxi Province. Schistosomiasis was a common disease in this area, and even a labor camp originally located here had to move.
Schistosomiasis is a disease caused by parasitic worms. Infection occurs upon contact with contaminated fresh water. Common symptoms include fever, chills, cough, and muscle aches. In more serious cases, the disease can cause liver, intestine, lung, and bladder damage, and in rare cases, seizures, paralysis, or spinal cord inflammation.
Upon touching the river water, these professors were immediately infected and developed cirrhosis, thus losing their ability to work and live. Under former Chinese Prime Minister Zhou Enlai's instigation, the Cambodian Communist Party, Khmer Rouge, carried out the most cruel persecution of intellectuals. Those who held independent thinking were subjected to reform and extermination, both spiritually and physically. From 1975 to 1978, one quarter of the Cambodian population was killed, some of whom met their death simply on account of marks left on their faces after wearing glasses. After the Cambodian communist victory in 1975, Pol Pot prematurely started to establish socialism, a, quote, "heaven and human society," end quote, that has no class differences, no urban and rural divides, no currency or commercial trade. In the end, families were torn apart and replaced with male labor teams and female labor teams. They were all forced to work and eat together and wear the same black revolutionary or military uniform. Husbands and wives could only meet each other once a week with approval. The Communist Party claims to fear no heaven or earth, but has attempted with arrogance to reform heaven and earth. This is a complete disregard for all the righteous elements and forces in the universe. Mao Zedong wrote while a student in Hunan, Quote, "In all centuries, nations have conducted great revolutions. The old is washed away, and things are imbued with the new. Great changes have occurred, involving life and death, success and ruin. It is the same with the destruction of the universe. The destruction is definitely not the final destruction, and there is no doubt that destruction here will be birthed over there. We all anticipate such destruction, because in destroying the old universe, we bring about the new universe. Isn't that better than the old universe?" End quote. Affection is a natural human emotion. Affection among husbands and wives, children, parents, friends, and in society generally is normal. Through incessant political campaigns, the CCP has changed humans to wolves, or even an animal that is more fierce and cruel than the wolf. Even the most fierce tigers would not eat their young. But under the rule of the CCP, it has been common for parents and children to report on each other, or husbands and wives to expose each other. Familial relations were frequently renounced. In the mid-1960s, a female teacher in an elementary school in Beijing accidentally put the words socialism and fall down together when she drilled her students in Chinese characters. Students reported her. After that, she was criticized every day and slapped by male students. Her daughter severed her relationship with her. Whenever the struggle became more intense, her daughter would criticize her mother's new movement in class struggles during political sessions. For several years following the mishap, the teacher's only work was the daily cleaning of the school, including its toilets. People who went through the Cultural Revolution would never forget Zhang Jixin, who was sent to jail because she criticized Mao for his failure in the Great Leap Forward. Many times, prison guards stripped off her clothes, handcuffed her hands behind her back, and threw her into male prison cells, letting male prisoners gang rape her. She became insane in the end. When she was being executed, prison guards feared she would shout slogans as her protest. They pressed her head on a brick and sliced off her tongue without any anesthesia. In the persecution of Falun Gong in recent years, the CCP continues to use the same old methods of inciting hate and instigating violence. The Communist Party suppresses human beings' virtuous nature and promotes, encourages, and uses the evil side of humanity to strengthen its rule. In one campaign after another, people with conscience are forced into silence for fear of violence. The Communist Party systematically has destroyed universal moral standards in an attempt to completely demolish the concepts of good and evil and of honor and shame that have been maintained by humankind for thousands of years.
We just heard that the Chinese people value greatly the Tao, or the Way. In ancient China, people believed in complying with, harmonizing, and coexisting with heaven. The Tao Te Ching states, quote, "Man follows the earth follows heaven follows what is natural," end quote. By respecting heaven and earth, mankind enjoys a harmonious life. According to Chinese thought, astronomy, geography, medicine, literature, and social structures all follow this understanding. In contrast, the Chinese Communist Party promotes humans over nature and a philosophy of struggle in defiance of heaven, the earth, and nature. Mao Zedong said, quote, "Battling with heaven is endless joy, fighting with the earth is endless joy, and struggling with humanity is endless joy," end quote.